It's All Things Considered on WNYC. It went way over budget and arrived years late, but today the shopping center beneath the World Trade Center opened to the public. WNYC's Ilya Maritz reports it's a decidedly upscale marketplace.
Dior, Longines, Hugo Boss. It would be easy to mistake this place for an airport duty-free zone. And like any duty-free, a lot of people here are just passing through.
What do you make of this place?
Interesting. I actually was coming here to meet a friend at Brookfield Place.
Siobhan Kernan just came off the PATH train from New Jersey. She's pushing a stroller with a six-week-old baby.
Nice shop. It's pretty interesting. I'll definitely come back to check it out.
You think you'll shop here?
Yeah, definitely, because especially with a stroller, it's so stroller accessible.
I can't even think right now. It's so overwhelming that's even open.
Joseph Moran is wearing a hard hat. He worked here when it was a construction site, shoveling snow, pumping out rainwater.
It's a good feeling knowing that the project is finally open to the public, and after so many years.
Does it look right to you?
It looks perfect.
Slowly, the place that has seen so much suffering and destruction is filling with people again, and 365,000 square feet of shopping. But for this grand opening, there was no mayor, no governor to make a big speech about what it all means. Just people taking photos of the soaring contours of this $4 billion emporium. Katrina Smith and Mike Lowry are the only people I found who were not impressed.
It's nice, but it's a bunch of nothing. I can't come here and pick up a pair of sneakers for my son.
Too much white marble all over the place.
Lowry escaped the World Trade Center's North Tower on September 11th, 2001. And he remembers the old underground shopping center that used to be here.
It was way better than this here.
Did you buy things there?
Yes, I did. A lot of jewelry I did, because I get to put it on layaway and pick it up. Here, they ain't laying nothing away for you.
This part of New York has been rebuilt, but it isn't the same. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Maritz.